Amen. If you have your Bible, your holy book, you want to turn to Luke chapter number 13 tonight. Luke chapter number 13, verse number 1. The Bible says, there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I want to preach tonight on just a little bit, if God will be my help, Brother Charles, on this thought. The lesson of a toppled tower. The lesson of a toppled tower. As we look at this tonight and we can see the Word of God and we know God in His Word everywhere, He gives us lessons. The Lord is always wanting to teach us. Amen? He's always wanting to give us instruction from His Word, and the whole objective is that we might know Him better. Amen? If we ever get to know the Lord really well, we'll realize that everything about Him is good. As we begin to know Him better, we realize that every essence of Him, praise God, is to us, where He loves us and He come to help us in every aspect of our lives if we'll let Him. Amen. So we know that there's lessons to be learned, and we know that we're even nature itself and what we can see. And I know a lot of us we like to get out in the woods, and we like to get out and go hunting and do different things. And even in that, God represents Himself in nature. So we see Him in nature. We learn from Him even in nature. Praise God, as we see the magnificent things that God has made. If we ain't careful, we take that for granted. Amen. And we just think that it's by chance. But he tells us over in Romans chapter number 1, and he tells us this in verse 18. He said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness." It's not right in the eyes of God. "Unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." In other words, we see the truth. We have the truth. Praise God, we're blessed, Brother Lynn. We can hold the Word of God in our hands. God gave us a copy of His inspired Word that we can take and literally hold in our hands. We have the Word of God. There's no reason that we should mess up as much as we do because God's speaking to us, but because we live in this world, we live in His flesh, praise God, we do. Amen? That's just what we do. That's who we are. But He said they hold the truth in unrighteousness. We know the truth, we just don't do it. Amen? That's just a fact. We know the truth, we just don't always do it. And He says, verse number 19, He said, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." So God's given us, constantly given us lessons, constantly teaching you and I, praise God, of His goodness and His mercy. He said, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal and eternal power and Godhead, so that they," what, "are without excuse." So we see in nature, God even begins to expound upon us and show us, give us lesson after lesson of His magnificence of who He is. He's the God of glory. He's the God of creation. He is the God of the universe. Amen. I believe that tonight, don't you? I like what Brother Jones was preaching on our Sunday morning. That he said, "In the beginning, God." I believe that. I put it in my Bible. I believe right there, praise God. And if you don't believe that, you can't believe any of it. He said, "Well, preacher, how could anybody do it?" I said, "I don't know. There's some people that say that they believe, but they don't believe God." Somebody was telling me the other day that they had a person that said that they was believers. They even claimed a lady that claimed to be a minister, but said she didn't believe the book of Genesis. Said it was just something that was written, but it wasn't for, it's kind of just a sayings and things, but it never had really any significance. Amen. If you take away that, you take away the beginning, praise God, where God said, "In the beginning, God." And when they do that, they get rid of God. And we lose all the lessons that God's gave us out of the book of Genesis. If we lose that, amen, we lose marriage. We don't even know where marriage come from. Amen. Marriage began in the book of Genesis. When God saw Adam out there and he was hanging out with all the critters and didn't have nobody be with him, and he said, it's not good that a man should be alone. Amen? You women look at me tonight and you know for a fact that's true. Because men are not meant to be alone because we don't do well by ourselves. We need a helpmeet, that somebody fit to help us along the way, to point us in the right direction so we'll know where to go. Amen. Not only do you point, but a lot of times you tell us, amen, where to go. And we get pretty good at following directions. Amen. There's lessons in that, fellow, if we follow the Lord. Amen. Because He gives us direction. God wants us, praise God. And what He's saying is God wants us to look to Him. He wants us to look up that we might see Him. That He might speak to us through His Word. Amen. God's constantly wanting us to look up. The psalmist says it in the 19th Psalm. The psalmist says this, the heavens declare the glory, verse 1, the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. So God Almighty, through the psalmist, He said, hey, listen, the heavens declare the glory of God. You look up at the heavens, you see the magnificence of God in the clouds and the stars and the sun and everything, the moon, it's everything's up there. And I don't see how anybody can say that there's not a God. How all that just happened by chance. Some days a lot of changes that happened conspired in a lot of different directions. And they said, somebody said, well, preacher, you know it was that Big Bang Theory. Yeah, it was. You say, you believe in that? I said, yeah, God said, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. Praise God. I believe out of my heart. He said that. He said, day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of all the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. Amen. Praise God. That place of rising and celebration of the Creator who put it up there. Have you ever thought about the sun? And the sun is up there, and it's a burning. It's just literally fireball that's a burning. And it burns 24/7. You say, well, preacher, it goes out. And somebody told me, a little kid told me one time, said, well, preacher, it goes out at night. I said, well, no, it doesn't go out. He said, yes, it does. He said, it's there during the day, and at night it goes out. I said, no, it just goes around the world, and around the world's round, and it just goes out of sight. He said, well, I never thought about it that way. But the sun's in the sky. God put it there. It's a burning all the time. Nobody ever pulls up to it and refuels it. Amen. God put it up there and He said, you just sit here and burn. You burn with this intensity and you burn with that intensity till I tell you to quit burning. Amen. No fuel trucks pull up and refuel the sun. But yet it burns continuously. Now they do have what they call solar flares. Time to time. And that's when we have periods of heating up. Amen. That's where these jugheads want to call their global warming. Amen. But we also have periods of less flares where we have a cooling period. Amen. And the Lord said that we'll have this as long as, praise God, He said we'll have night and day, summer, winter, as long as He's God. Amen. I think I'll just go with God. Praise the Lord. He makes more sense to me than most of these crazy things that's trying to explain this. So we see the examples that He gives us here of the heavens, amen, of what God gives us and the power of His glory, amen. But we also see examples of God's faithfulness in His Word. You know, God, our God is a faithful God. Amen. Now, I don't know about these other gods. I don't know if you could find them with a search warrant. Amen. But I tell you, our God's a faithful God. If you look at Matthew chapter number 6, Matthew chapter number 6 and verse 25, He says this, and the Lord speaks, it's that red writing. If you got one a red letter edition, amen, praise God, it's in red writing. That red writing represents the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is speaking, but listen, He's not only speaking, He's speaking to you. Amen. Somebody say, "Well, preacher, I've never heard the voice of God." Amen. You've never read your Bible. You read your Bible, praise God, and God will speak to you if you'll let Him. But He says, therefore, verse 25, Matthew chapter 6, verse 35, says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor what you, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Amen? He said, hey, we don't have to worry about putting on, taking off, praise God, or having, because God said He would supply the need. He said He does not, doesn't He take care of the fowls of the air? Now, I told you before, I studied one time, and they said it would take a railroad car that would reach plumb across the state of Texas. You know, the state of Texas is a big old state. If you drive from one side to the other, it'd take you about all day to drive across Texas. Amen? But so they said that it would take a railroad car that would reach plumb across Texas full of bird seed to feed the birds one day. That's amazing to me. It blows my mind every time I think about it. But God Almighty feeds them every day. They don't plant crops. They don't harvest. They don't have barns for store. They do what we ought to do. They just trust God. They get up in the morning, praise God, and they just chirp and they shout and they praise God. Amen. For that bounty they're about to receive. And then they just go out and get it. And guess what? There it is. Amen. We ought to do the same. Just praise God, give Him glory for what we have. He said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? He said, God can take care of you if you'll just believe in it, trust in it. He said, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of, watch this, all these things. Amen? He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall. He didn't say might, Brother Charles, or could. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we see God Almighty. He's wanted, amen, He gives us lessons. He gives us examples of heaven, but He gives us examples of earth. He gives us examples of His glory and His magnificence when we just put our faith and trust in Him. Amen? You say, well, preacher, what about all these things that's going on in the world? We just don't understand. Amen. Praise God. I know we don't understand. I don't understand either. We got plagues and pestilence all over the place. And, God used that in the Old Testament to direct His people. God called a people out unto Himself, a nation of Israel, and He bid them and He gave them commandments and told them how they should walk before Him. He said, when you walk before me, He said, then I will bless you. Amen. That's the way God dealt with them then. We're living in a day of grace now, thank God. We're living in a day back then, praise God, if they disobeyed God, God just cut the rain off, everything would dry up, and they wouldn't have nothing, and they'd have to repent and seek God's face, come back to the Lord, and God would forgive them, and He would bless them again. We're living in a day of grace. Sometimes I wonder if that's a good thing or not. Amen. You say, well, preacher, sure, it's a good thing. Great. Yeah, but we just live just any which way. Praise God, and God still's a blessing us. Amen. He's heathen nation, heathen people, heathen places, and they plant their crops, and they still come up and grow, and they're prosperous. It seems like nothing ever happens to them. I want to say, praise God, there's a day of reckoning coming to each and every one of us. But if we'll put our faith and trust the Lord, He's promised not to forsake us. He'll never see the seed, the righteous forsaken, or His seed of begging bread. I pray God, listen, we don't have to worry about it. God promised He'd take care of us if we'd just follow Him. Trust Him. Have faith in Him. He tells us that over in Chronicles chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. Now, I know I'm jumping around giving you a lot of scripture now, but I want you to see this. Now, we're talking about the lesson of a toppled tower. Now, we're going to get there in a minute, but we're just kind of setting up a stage here. And in 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, Solomon is praying a prayer, and it's a prayer of dedication to the temple, temple that he had built. Amen? And the house of the Lord, and he's dedicated, Lord, he's praying. And the Lord says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 12, so the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. But now watch what he says in verse number 13. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, if I send pestilence among my people. Wait a minute, where's all that come from? It comes from God. Amen. That's what I was telling you. Back then, praise God, God expected obedience. He expected you to walk right, act right, look right, talk right. And the Bible says God don't change. He expects us to do the same thing. You say, well, how can we do it, preacher, with the help of the Lord? Amen? We kind of explained some of that Sunday night. If you wasn't here, get Kevin to make you a CD of that. It explains how we can be better for Him, praise God, because of who He is. Praise His holy name. But he says, he said, I'll shut up heaven and not be no rain. He said, I'll command locusts and they'll devour the land, or I'll send pestilence among my people. He said, and he says, my people. Amen? God deals with His people. Amen? I'm glad God deals with His people, ain't you? But I'm glad He doesn't stop there. But he said, if. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, now the end, the then depends on the if. There's a hinge here. He said, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So the Lord's to tell us here, praise God, that the Lord is faithful. We can trust, and He gives us an example of His faithfulness to those that's faithful to Him. We wonder why our country's in such a mess. We wonder why our homes and our families are in shambles. It's because we've lost the faithfulness to God. Amen. He can't help us when we take off on our own and run off without Him. Amen. We need Him, praise God, to help us along the way. So we see Him, we see God, we know that God sends and He allows these pestilence, He allows the pandemics and the things that we face in this world. Amen. Natural disasters come all the time. Amen. They're all around us. Amen. And because of that, hey, listen, just because we know about Him and we know that God said, it doesn't relieve the sorrow, it doesn't help in the pain and the loss that we have in them. But praise God, when we realize that God Almighty is still God, it makes a difference in our hearts. We know that He is in control. He's there to help us, praise God. So Lord Jesus Christ, He shines a light of question on human tragedy. Amen. He's shining a light on it, on this tower that collapsed and takes the lives of 18 people. 18 people are there at this tower when it falls, when it collapses, and the Lord Jesus is there, and He's speaking on the words of His words, and He's speaking on this tower of Siloam that has fallen, and it's taken the lives of these people. And He said, "Well, the Galileans." He said they were killed at the hand of Pilate. As they were offering up for sacrifice, He is talking about the martyrs that were killed in the book of Luke 13. He said they was martyrs, they were people that was standing in faith in God, but yet they lost their lives. Amen. He said the blood of blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifice, so they was doing right, they was living right, but yet they lost their lives. Amen. He says, suppose you that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. He says, no. The Galileans were martyrs. See, that was a credit to their faith. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when we stand for the Lord and do right, praise God, even when there's adversary, praise God, then it's put on our account that we stood for the Lord even in tough times. Even when there's opposition. Amen. We're living a day and hour. I'm saying that to say this. We're living a day and hour. Opposition is coming. Amen. They're talking about shutting things down. First thing they want to shut down is the churches. Amen. They want to shut down churches. They don't want us together. They don't want us to worship. They don't want us to exhort one another. They don't want us to have any hope. Because people with hope, praise God, it's hard to control. You say, well, preacher, are we talking about a government takeover? No, I'm talking about an Antichrist coming on the scene. Amen. We're preparing for something a whole lot bigger than a government takeover. If that's all it was, amen. But praise God, we're looking for the Antichrist to come on the scene and they're setting the stage. Amen. I believe that. But praise God, I'm glad he's also a stage set, a church going out of here. Amen. Amen. Be raptured out, praise God, to go home to be with the Lord. But he's talking about this martyr. I want to tell you, there was another fellow that was martyred in Jerusalem, and his name was Jesus. He was murdered and hung on the cross of Calvary, praise God, because he stood for what the Father said. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I'll just stand with him, praise God. But he died. My sins was nailed on the cross with him on Calvary. Praise his holy name. So we see this story of this toppled tower. Now the Lord is a speaker, and you can just suppose at that day that the story of a toppled tower had spread all over Jerusalem and to the surrounding areas. Now the Romans had they were in control of the areas around there, Jerusalem, all the areas around. All the land that Israel was, that God had given to Israel was controlled by the Romans. And the Romans was used Jewish labor to build things. And so they built these things and they probably used Jewish labor to build this tower. And this tower, as it's built, it's being built. Then we have the Jewish zealots, which are those that would ridicule and put down. They're the ones that wouldn't lift a finger to help anywhere, but they're willing. They're always looking for a place to destroy and tear down and ridicule and put down. Amen. And so they begin to talk about this tower that fell. Amen. About this tumbled tower, praise God, that fell. And they begin to point fingers. I hear some of them over here say, well, them men, look what they was doing. They was helping them Romans. They deserved to die. You ever hear people say that? Boy, them people just no count. They deserve to die. Amen. Boy, we got to be careful. They say, well, they're just victims of God's judgment. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we get caught up in this. But the Lord said, hey, listen, those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, thinking that they were sinners above all the men that dwelled in Jerusalem. He said, a word was going out. They were saying this and saying that. He said, you think them fellows at the tower fell on were any more wicked than anybody else? Amen. He said, no, so they weren't. But there was a lot of finger pointing, like today. We'll point our fingers and say, well, look what happened to them. Amen. They must have been ungodly. They must have been doing something really bad. Bible said we've all sinned and shall come short of the glory of God. Amen. They say, well, you know what? They deserve that. We all deserve punishment. We all deserve hell. Amen. Amen. There's none of us, praise God, that don't. We're just saved by God's marvelous grace, praise God, because He chose. Amen. But that tumbling tower, that tower that fell. Now this is not a natural disaster like we're seeing happen all over the world now. Amen. It was probably caused by poor construction. Amen. Usually when if it's not a army, it's not a war being destructed by in a time of war, usually buildings they fall because of poor construction. Amen. So the Lord tells said, hey, these people weren't any more sinners than anybody else in Jerusalem. He said, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Amen. We just sinners, Brother Bill, saved by grace. Amen. The marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's that one that makes a difference. Amen. But this poor construction has caused some difficulties for these people. And I want to say what this lesson doesn't teach us. That the Lord uses these things to separate the righteous from the wicked. A lot of times we say, well, preacher, they must have been just a bunch of old wicked devils because this happened to them. I will say a lot of times these righteous people right in there with them. Amen. People that's trying to do right, live right, and act right, talk right, and live according to what God says, a righteous life. And they get caught up in these things. Amen. When Hurricane Katrina come down through New Orleans and it took all that stuff out, they say, well, that was just a judgment of God because of the wickedness of New Orleans. I want to tell you, there's a lot of people that got hurt and damaged and lost properties and everything else, and they weren't a bunch of devils. Praise God, they loved the Lord just like me and you. They were just a victim of the circumstances of that storm that came through. Praise God, they need some help. They need help just like me and you.
Amen.
Amen. That thing went come barreling through there. And it tore things up, and we went down there to visit Teresa's people about a year later, and they still hadn't put stuff back together. Things were still in disarray everywhere. People were still trying to get places to live and a place to out of the weather. Amen. But a lot of them was good, righteous people. The Lord tells us He don't do this to separate the righteous from the wicked. Amen. But if we begin to look deep in this, I got to think about this morning, praise God. If we begin to look deep in this and we begin to see this tumbling tower, praise God, and the lesson the Lord gives us in this tumbling tower, what we have to do is we have to focus on the foundation of the tower. Amen. It's not the wickedness of the people. It's not the righteousness of the people. But it's the foundation upon which the tower was established. Amen. The Bible teaches that we can't build on shifting sand. We got to build on the solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're going to build, you better have something solid. And you better get it to where somebody, something can't dig under it, because they'll undermine it and it'll fall anyway. You better get her dug down to the bedrock before you start building. If we get her down to the bedrock and we start building, praise God, it'll make a difference. Amen. If my people just call my name, humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Amen. That's the bedrock. That's that solid ground that we build upon. That's that solid ground of love that God gives us, a foundation you can build upon, praise, that's sure and steadfast. It's unmovable. The foundation of love, praise God. It'll keep your tower from tumbling. Amen. Praise God. It'll give you that solid ground to build upon. Amen. That love and compassion, praise God. The compassion that we need to love and care for one another. Amen. For those, for our youngins and our loved ones, our people, our family members. There's a lot of folks that we know, families that we have that don't understand why we want what we got. I mean, why we spend time chasing after a thing called God? Why we trust in Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior? Why we listen to the Holy Spirit so that we can do right? Amen? You say, it's not that they're wicked, not that, praise God, they just don't know no better. Amen? It's their shame. Amen? We need to be telling people about the Lord. We need to have a testimony. Amen? Say, praise God, I'm glad for what the Lord's doing in my heart. He's given me a foundation. He's given me a direction. So you start digging deeper in this and you get past the carnage of the bodies that's there, just cast down everywhere. And you get past that and you get past the debris that's scattered from the fall. And you get to that foundation, praise God, and you begin to build upon it on love and compassion, praise God. God Almighty moves into there and He makes that foundation. He is that foundation and it's sure. Amen. The lesson of the toppling tower. Praise God. A lesson that we can build upon it. Praise God. That we can build upon love and compassion, upon respect. Amen. That's a foreign word today. Amen. Respect. That we can have respect for God and have respect for each other. Amen. It's kind of like a maintenance program for your foundation. Amen. When we start respecting each other, praise God, as human beings, we start respecting each other as Christians, as God's little young'uns, we'll start praying, praise the Lord, don't let me say or do anything to hurt those that you died for. Who did you die for?
Everybody.
Everybody. Amen. And praise God, we begin to pray and we begin to seek His face. Praise God. That tower that's built will be a spiritual tower. Amen. It's being reinforced, and we begin to reinforce the foundation, praise God, by love and compassion and by respecting one another. There's a whole lot of people that don't respect nobody. Amen. Or well, they'll respect one or two, or they feign respect in situations where they can benefit from it. Amen. But we need to respect each other, praise God, as God respects us and allows us, praise God, to be His little young'uns. It reinforced the foundation. The Lord says we need that foundation. The lesson on the top will tower, praise God, is not about the destruction of the righteous or the wicked, but it's about that foundation, praise God, that's needed. And we begin to build it. We get to the root of the problem. Amen. Praise God. God begins to establish that foundation that's sure, that we can build upon. We reinforce it, praise God, with our actions and our love for each other, praise God, as we begin to bring others along and build them, and they begin to build on the same foundation. Amen. We begin to build a community. You know, I hate to say it, but sometimes I think the Amish have got this thing down pat. Amen. They don't put any focus or any emphasis in the world. They focus every bit of their attention on their families. They keep a close-knit community. They love each other. They help each other. They love their neighbors. Amen. There's a fellow that lived up next to my brother, and he had several hundred acres that he put out in corn and hay and everything, and he was hooking up a piece of equipment one time, and the equipment somehow rolled up, and it caught it in it, and it busted him all to pieces. Right about the time of planting season. So he was in the hospital, busted up. He's going to be down for months. Wasn't able to plant his crops. But you know what happened? His neighbors were Amish folks. They come along and they, hey, pray God, when they found out, the next day they was tractors hit them fields. They was corn planted. They was corn planted. They was beans planted. Everything that fellow would have put out in those fields, those folks come alongside him. What caused them to do that? Well, preacher, they just want to make a name for themselves. No, they don't want no name for themselves. They done it because that's what people are to do.
Amen.
Amen. It's a foundation. They were showing that not only themselves, they were showing their children. Said, this fellow may not believe exactly like we do, but praise God, hey, we're going to have love and compassion, and we're going to help him, praise God. The Lord is telling us that Tamlin Tower, praise God, is showing us a foundation. It needs to be stabilized. It needs to be sure. It makes all the difference. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 11:3, said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We got to have a foundation. Our families, our homes, our lives have to be built upon a foundation. Now, amen. It has to be, needs to be upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just any foundation will work. Amen. They built a house down there beside my house. In the middle of that property, a prime book farm, it's nothing but a swamp. I mean, that's all it is. It's a swamp. And they had to even leave part of it because it's considered a wetland. Okay, so they couldn't build in that. They had to leave that, but they went over to the edge of it, and they come in there and they took a big old rocks, and then they put a mat, and then more rocks somehow, and then they built a house in that swamp. They built a house on that swamp. One day there's going to be a wet and a rainy season, and I expect to go by there one day and just see maybe the roof line of the house sticking up out of the mud. It can't be on a solid foundation. But it's a man-made. But praise God, God gives us a solid foundation in Lord Jesus Christ. And the lesson on the toppling tower, praise God, it tells us that there's a God of heaven and He is our foundation. Amen. In closing, Peter would say this in 2 Peter 1:10. He'd say, wherefore the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, now we're talking about that toppling tower. If you do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. Now he's talking about going back into apostasy. He's talking about being caught up in temptations. But he said, if we'll make our call and election sure, he said, if we build upon the solid foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, our household and our lives and our structure, he said, you'll never fall. You won't have to worry about the fall. Praise God, all we'll be looking for is the upward call when we go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. But he gives us a lesson on a toppling tower. He said, it's not about the wickedness or the righteousness, but it's about those people who are all sinners and we all need a Savior. Amen. And the power that he gives us, he said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He said, we just need to come to the Lord. You say, Lord, just forgive me. I'm an old sinner. And Lord, I need your help, and I need you to help me build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, my Savior. I want a strong foundation, Lord. I want a strong foundation, number one, for me. I want a foundation I can build on that'll be sure. I want a foundation for my family, my children, my loved ones, those closest to me. I want a solid foundation. I want a foundation for my loved ones. Amen. My mamas, my daddies, the papas, the uncles, the aunts, praise God. I want a foundation that's sure. A foundation that's steadfast. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. He said, you got to work at it. You got to put forth effort. Amen. You don't get nothing for nothing. I figured that out. Amen. If you don't work for it, you don't get it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we get it. Well, no, somebody else had to work for it if you got it for nothing. Amen. But praise God, it's not as fulfilling when you work for it as when you work it out yourself. Amen. Then it's yours. Amen. It's yours and God's. You can say, Lord, me and you did this. And I thank you. I give him all the credit. Amen. Praise God. Give him the glory. I just do the work for him. Amen. Put forth the effort. And God does the rest. Amen. A lesson of a toppling tower. Amen. The foundation that needs to be sure. The foundation for you and me that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The foundation that offers to fulfill all the promises showed us in heaven and on earth. The promises of hope and help that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. When nobody else can, He can. Amen.